Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Sorry about the delay, but we're having a little technical difficulties. We're expecting the guests tonight to come from Alcorn University, but before we talk with them, we're going to talk about the recent shootings and things and assault weapons here in the United States of America, and about the people who are being declared mentally ill who have killed the people. I have a guest caller tonight. How are you doing, caller?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. I would just like to make a comment here on all these mass murderers that have taken place here in America. It just seems that no other country has this type problem but us. And the president and vice president and other elected officials are wanting to ban assault weapons and all those magazines, which has been in the talking for years, off and on now. But I think considering the 27 people that were killed a few weeks ago is sort of more or less in the making now. But what I would like to say is this. The people who constantly cry, it is my right to bear arms, all that is true. But you have to remember why assault weapons were invented for the public. See, it's just what it says, assault. Those weapons were invented to kill people and to kill as many people as possible in as short of a time as possible. That's what they were made for. And the idea came from the military because during wartime, they are needed in order to fight the enemy. Well, somebody got the bright idea that we can put them on the streets of America and they can shoot up each other. And hey, guess what? Man, it's working. And I don't know, we Americans, we always like to be the first to do everything, the first in line to do everything and to do it bigger and better. And it has proven to be true with the murderers. Everyone who decides to do it wants to outdo the other and be a little better. And also, the weapons are not the only thing that we need to look at. The person that is committing this horrendous act is in a lot of pain, and they are inflicting that pain on everyone they come in contact with. In other words, they have lost their way completely, and that needs to be dealt with also. The person's mindset needs to be dealt with long before it gets to this stage. But we seem to have a stigma. It's just an issue to try and treat a person's mind. But if you look at the whole picture, the mind, if it is not well, neither is the rest of you, because the mind controls everything else. So when a person loses their way and is hollow inside, that is it's an evil mental issue, and it needs to be dealt with so that their pain is not inflicted on others. And I don't mean when somebody is down and out or gets the blues. We all go through things like that. But when you have lost your way like these people have, they did not just wake up one morning and say, I'm going out and kill X amount of people. That is something that had been brewing for years before it happened. And somebody knew about it. They may have tried to get help for these people. I don't know. But somebody knew about it before they did it. They knew, in other words, they knew that they were in that type of turmoil and pain. But it is just virtually almost impossible to try and get that person to get help or to get help for that person until something, a tragedy happens. And that is sad. It really is. That's all I wanted to say, and I just pray that America will wake up and stop trying to hide behind the Constitution as far as bearing arms, because assault weapons is just what I said it is. Is to assault as many people as possible in as little time as possible. That's what they were invented for.
What do you think about the stance that mentally ill people should not have guns at all? And are you a mental health worker, or have you been in the past?
Yes, I have. And a person who is mentally ill has the right to defend himself in his home the same as you and I.
Okay. All right.
That much I believe too. And as far as saying the mentally ill should not have access to a weapon, that depends on a case by case. Because a mentally ill is really, not so much as, it's more of a judiciary issue. In other words, the courts have to deem you incompetent. It's more of a defense of the, I don't know what word I'm trying to say.
Insanity is a legal defense.
Yes, it's more of a legal defense than a medical defense. So what I'm saying is, if that be the case, at one time or another, we've all been insane. All of us just have not been labeled it. We've all gotten so angry that we wanted to do something desperate. But then for 90% of us, that moment fades. We don't act upon it. And so that is the difference of being, to me, being totally insane and being insane for what, a second or so. And by that I mean, we all get angry and think bad thoughts, but we don't act upon it. I mean, you see people when they cut people off on the road. Some people get angry at that, but they don't act on it. They, you know, may say an ugly word and go on. But then there are those who want to get out the car and act upon it. Those are the ones that are insane. They've let anger and hatred take over. But getting back to your question, yes, people who have been deemed mentally ill, they have the right to protect themselves as the same as anybody else.
Okay, so let's talk, if you have some time, caller, I'd like to talk about your point of view on the killings of the children. The person who did it, you're seeing they were in a lot of pain. But you have to wonder about the victims now, the parents of the dead children. They're in pain too.
Exactly. That's what I mean when I said the one that did the killing, he was in pain, and he inflicted that pain on everyone else that he came in contact with that morning. The little innocent children, he inflicted the pain on them, their parents, that entire town, the entire nation. He inflicted the pain upon all of us. We all felt that pain. And it's barely a day goes by that I don't turn the TV on or pick up the paper, and there's something in about something about Sandy Hook. So, again, I say, the person who's committing these acts is in pain, and they inflicted it upon everyone they come in contact with. And we all are suffering because of it.
Do you believe that there was a mental health counselor, somebody who knew our parent, or somebody who knew before these people committed these crimes, like take the man who went into the movie theater? There was somebody and shot up the movie theater. Do you believe there was somebody, do you really, really believe what you're saying, that somebody knew that these people were about to flip out?
They may not have known that they were going to commit mass murders. No. They may not have known that. But they knew that these people were in other words, they were empty and had been for some time. Whether or not they knew that they were going to do that at that particular time, that I don't know. But if you look back at and read upon it, you will find that you will hear people say, well, I knew he was acting different and for some time now, but I didn't know he was going to do that. He just seemed different. All those are clues.
Okay. All right, well, it's definitely tragic what has happened.
Yes, it is.
Weapons.
And hopefully
they
we can learn from it. That's all we can
people.
Do is learn and try to look out for each other.
Yes.
People that we know, and you see them acting strange days and weeks on end, try to get them some help or tell somebody whom is in a position to help them.
All right. So you work with the mentally ill, so you have an idea how the mind works when someone is mentally ill.
Yes. I worked at a mental institution for many, many years at forensics, and I would see people come in there who had murdered their entire families. And it's tragic. But again, I say somebody saw that emptiness and pain long before it got to that point. But we as a culture don't want to admit that the mind is evil and sick, and it needs to be treated the same as a person who has high blood pressure or cancer. We have that stigma. Our mind has to be healthy in order for the rest of our body to be healthy. They work hand in hand.
That is so true. So, would you like to give your name?
No, ma'am, I would not. But thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And you're doing a wonderful thing here. And keep up the good work.
Thank you.
By allowing people to come on and
tell and talk about the issues of the day.
Thank you.
And may God bless you.
May God bless you. Have a good day. And thank you. Listeners, that was a caller who was talking about assault weapons and mental illness, who has worked with the mentally ill for many, many years. They say they declined to leave their name. If there are any other callers who'd like to call in, I'd appreciate you calling in. I'm waiting on my next guest. I don't know what they're going to show. I know I had advertised on, oh, there's my next guest. All right. Hi, hello, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Well, hello, Ms. Butler. This is my Sergeant Patricia Basin calling to listen to your show for today.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like to make a comment, Ms. Basin?
No, not at this time.
All right. Thank you. Callers, I'm a little embarrassed. That was somebody calling in, listening to the show. I'm waiting on my next caller, to be honest with you, guests. I'm waiting on Ms. Sonya McLeod, Ms. Quita Duran to call in. They're in the middle of scheduling a flight, so I'm going to go to some commercials while I wait on them. But we were talking about assault weapons and things like that, and the caller was saying they had worked for many years with the mentally ill. I personally think it's tragic that people are ashamed to get, are scared to get mental help, as I call it, because when the caller is like, when the mind is sick, it's sick. It's like high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis. You get treatment for that, then you should get treatment for your mind. When the mind is sick, somebody should be able to help you get treatment. Understand that the church and God can do a lot of healing, but God also created medicine. So, you know, I wrote an article in Urban Spice magazine about mental illness, and I do believe that there's treatment for the mind. I do believe people can get better. I believe all that. I just believe that there is healing through certain types of medication. And I still believe, also like I wrote in the Urban Spice article, that people tend to self-medicate on illegal drugs. And I think that's a shame. And I think black people, and I'm not being racist in particular, and as we're seeing white people too, by the killings, seem to have a fear of getting help. And it's ridiculous because black people are afraid of being labeled crazy or having their minds controlled because they're afraid of being misdiagnosed with something such as schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia, or catatonic schizophrenia, or some, you know, a horrible disorder like that. And no one wants to be diagnosed with that or misdiagnosed with that. But things like depression and things, and I believe that one day depression can be treated, bipolar can be treated, all those things can be treated with help, with medication. I mean, it's side effects to medications, but if you need it, you need it. You know what I'm saying? So I say don't be afraid to go out there and get help. And, yes, I know I advertised broadly on Facebook that my callers were going to call in about Miss Everest and Alcorn State University. I'm still waiting on them to call in, but they said they might not be able to make it. But mental illness is a disease. It is a sickness, and it can be treated if it's caught in time. And for people to say, no, I don't want to be labeled crazy, I don't want to be picked at, and just go on being sick, it's wrong. You're hurting yourself, and you may go out and hurt others, and it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have, if the stigma, if people would change their mindset when it comes to mental illness, when it comes to the diseased mind and mental illness, it could be such a better society. I mean, there are so many homeless people that are mentally ill. There are so many homeless people that are mentally ill that need help, such as veterans who have lost their way or who have seen murders and things over the war. And then there are everyday people who get sick, who have never been in the military. And it's nothing to be ashamed of to get a loved one help if they need it. The church is good. God is good. But God gave people, God, I believe, gave medication too. The Bible, it does a verse in the Bible, and I cannot remember which chapter it is. It's a line in the Bible that says, medicine doeth good like a herb. And I believe that. And I believe if people would get help, society would be so much better. Carla, are you still on the line? But, you know, that's all I have to say. I'm still waiting on my other callers. So I'm going to go to some commercials, and I'm going to hopefully they'll call in before long. Let's see. All right.
And at-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training. custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, I'm still waiting on my guests to call in. Doesn't look like they're going to call in, though. They called in counseling and said give them a – they didn't exactly call in counseling. They called and said give them a few minutes. They're going to try to make it in. They were helping some getting off, in and off a plane, and they went in a bad reception area. Back to the guests that called in earlier. The guest was right. Assault weapons are meant just for that, to assault people and kill as many people as possible. And they were invented by the military. But also, if you think about it, kids are very impressionable. The kids that are doing the killings in the schools, they're very impressionable. So somewhere they've seen this, you know, kids are impressionable. So I wonder if my caller is still on the line. Caller. Okay. All right. Also, I'd like to say to everyone, Happy New Year. And I've enjoyed doing Show Talk this past year. And I'm coming up on my, I'm past my 1 year anniversary. And I've really enjoyed doing the show and everything. I'm a little embarrassed because my guest called in council and I had put on Facebook that they were going to be on. But think about what the caller said. If you're going through something mentally and you have depression, are the blues are lasting too long, and it's nothing wrong with God in the church, but God did create medicine, and I really do believe this. Think about getting some mental help if you feel you need it or a loved one needs it, because there's no need in staying depressed and sick, unhappy and sick, or tortured and sick. There's help out there, and I hope people begin to utilize the mental health system and begin to use the system and taking the appropriate measures that families need to take and individuals need to take to get themselves some help before they go off the brick end, because America has a high suicide rate also among teenagers, and that's sad. That's sad. It's help out there. You know, don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the signs. If somebody is acting different or acting strange or they're not behaving like themselves, consider, you know, getting them some help. Don't let them suffer or cause other people to suffer, such as what happened in the killings in with the elementary school children. This can be slowed down and hopefully avoided altogether. I mean, because there's help out there. And I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.